There's a kind of tired that comes from carrying too much for too long. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. It was barely 3 months into the year, but Grace felt like it had been an eternity. Her father had developed dementia, her husband broke his leg badly, and she hadn't been able to get rid of a sinus infection. Some exhaustion doesn't come from a long day. It comes from a long season, from holding things together, staying steady for others, but inside, wearing thin. The Bible speaks directly to people like that. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." Notice who God draws near to, not the impressive or unshaken, but those whose strength has run low. What may surprise you is that Jesus understands this kind of tiredness. The Bible says Jesus was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Jesus chose a life that included hunger, loss, misunderstanding, and deep emotional strain, not because he had to, but because he wanted to meet us where we are. And notice how he handled it. When crowds overwhelmed him, he withdrew to quiet places to pray. When he was thirsty, he asked for a drink. When his heart was breaking, he asked his friends to stay with him and pray. Jesus didn't ignore exhaustion or hide weakness. Scripture doesn't tell exhausted people to push harder. It shows us a Savior who rests, asks for help, and pours out his heart to God. If you're weary today, let this be your truth. God isn't disappointed in you. He is near. He understands your limits. And he invites you, just as you are, to stop carrying everything alone. I'm Bonnie Sala. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.